Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid, anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is ESPN 97.5. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. ESPN 97.5. Okay, before we get...
How many Texans calls have we had?
Zero.
We didn't see... We can go to Gilbert. He said he's going to have to...
Well, here's the deal, though, is if they lose, then people want to call up and bitch. If they win and they're in first place again, well, then there's nothing to bitch about, so why call?
Bill O'Brien, first place again.
Here's the thing about it, though, is... This city backs a champion. Now, this city always backs the Texans, win, lose, or draw. They're going to be out there. There's no question about that. The people come out. It's an event. You know, it's a lot of fun to go out, tailgate, all the stuff that goes along with NFL football. Does this team really have championship aspirations?
No, not even close. But I didn't think they could win the division. And then after 0-3, I thought, okay, well, for sure they don't
look like...
That
makes one of us, because I truly thought that they were the best team in this division.
At 0-3, what'd you think?
Well, no, at 0-3, but before the season. Okay, so the 0-3 was the aberration. They played crappier than anyone thought that they could play.
Was it the aberration? How did they play against the Colts that win? They didn't play great against the Colts.
No, and they didn't play great against the Cowboys.
They played against Cowboys either.
No.
I think this is their first real... Who did they beat last week? I'm trying to remember. Not Jacksonville, but the week before. What was win number 3?
It was the Cowboys game? No.
Who just came right after the Cowboys? The Bills. So you beat the Bills. You needed a pick 6 on that one. You didn't play good there. You didn't play good against the Cowboys.
No, you haven't.
You didn't play good against the Colts. This is the first game where I thought this is, and it wasn't good offensively. And I know that's why Jerome asked that question. But defensively, you've actually played good for a while now.
And here's, in large part, do you remember last year the cornerback situation? J.J. played maybe his... How much of this is due to, first of all, you've got your pass rush, which is much better.
It helps a lot.
But you actually, for the first time in your franchise history, have two safeties that are actually above average football players?
Reed, I wonder at times if people really understand how below average the Texan safeties have been for their entire duration.
Their entire career.
And at worst case scenario right now, you're average at safety. Worst case scenario. And that's with a rookie and a one-year guy in Tyrann Mathieu, who, let's face it, has been a pretty good player. But, Romeo Crennel deserves a lot of credit here. He's got the same guys Vrabel has. And there's some differences, obviously. Oh, there's big differences. But
no, well, JJ out.
But I think
Merciless
he understands
out.
How to put guys.
Well, Merciless just got back, actually, this week.
Yeah, but I think he understands how to deploy his weapons a little bit better than Mike Vrabel did, which is not a surprise. Vrabel was a first-time DC, and Romeo's been doing it. And Romeo, they say, is one of the great play callers and schemers out there. But, man, that defense has played really well, and a big part, as you mentioned, they don't miss the greatness of a Kevin Johnson right now, John, because Sharice Wright has stepped in and doing the job, doing it just fine. Not a first-rounder. Kind of a cast-off, actually. You've got, which is the Texans' MO for years and years, is finding cast-offs for the secondary, but usually it's safety. But Reed has done a nice job. Tyrann Mathieu's done a good job. But J.J. and Kareem Jackson right now, it's just unbelievable. And
it's
I thought Kareem might be done, and Kareem has really done a good job. J.J. has done a nice job.
J.J.'s played great.
Stepping up. And now, look, where have they had a lot of challenges? Cowboys wide receiving core, atrocious. Bills might be worse than the Cowboys. Jacksonville, nothing. Oh, the Bills are bad, too. You got Kelvin Benjamin can't separate from anybody. Zay Jones stinks.
Yeah, but Kelvin Benjamin's a great team player.
So they're not, they haven't exactly, the Colts, they got to face Zach Pascal. T.Y. was eating them up until the second half where he got
Zach
hurt.
Zach Pascal.
And yeah. The Giants, legit, obviously.
And guess what happened?
Titans, Patriots, good. So, look, they haven't, this is not a great schedule they've played. Cowboys losing record, Bills losing record, Jags now a losing record, Colts losing record, Giants losing records, Titans losing records, Patriot winning record. So it's not very good, right? I think there is a little bit of smoke and mirrors going here. But you know what? You should beat the Dolphins. Brocktoberfest comes in on Thursday.
God
you should
forbid
beat them.
He wins.
God forbid he wins.
God forbid he wins.
And then you go to Denver, and I don't think that's tough. Within reason to beat the Denver Broncos.
And you talk about lack of receivers. The Dolphins are definitely going to be without Albert Wilson, and they may be without Kenny Stills as well.
Well, that's one and two, isn't it?
You saw it. The hit he put on the security guard?
He was run out of bounds after catching a great throw by Brock for a touchdown, and he runs over a woman. He tries to give her football. She's like, man, my arm hurts. Leave me alone. She didn't even react.
He was hurting.
Yeah, he hurt it. He came back in the game, but he hurt his shoulder.
Hitting a female security guard.
Did he try to go Brooks Koepka and say, listen, I know I shattered your eye socket with that drive,
but
and you lost an eye, but you did get an autographed glove.
Well, yeah.
She didn't lose a body part. She was banged up.
Brooks called her, too, at the hospital. That's what the number one player in the world
does. Did he FaceTime her like, hey, it's me, Brooks. Just FaceTime, and you hope you... She said, I can't see out of one eye because I don't have an eye. So why are you FaceTiming? Do you FaceTime? Let me know when you're scratching off that check. Take a picture and send a JPEG of that check you're scratching off for me.
What check? Okay. Get out the way.
Hospital.
Get out the way. Get out the way.
How about you drive it straight?
Oh.
I'm sure it's just a free hospital stay.
You ready? We are ready. Hey, what about today's Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week?
Long throw in time. Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Backs in. Shot off the mark, ball tipped and taken by Harden. Harden fouled by Ingram. Do they count it? No. They say the foul occurred before the gather.
And he never put the ball back down.
And I think another technical foul's been handed out. Now Ingram looks like he's confronting Jason Phillips.
Well, the technical foul was on Ingram for shoving James Harden after that play.
I'm not sure what happened.
Ingram, who's usually pretty mild-mannered, was hot. Now Paul punches a throw. Paul and Rondo throwing punches. Ingram comes in. He's throwing punches. Security trying to separate. So are some of the teammates. Boy, that quickly erupted into something ugly. Ball trying to keep Ingram away. And then in another spot, another fight erupted. There's going to be suspensions for this one as Rondo immediately heads back to the locker room.
Ingram still going.
And that was your Robbins Brothers Diamond Player of the Week.
And the Rockets won.
That's right. And then the Rockets lost because they didn't have Chris Paul.
LeBron finding out the West. Well, you don't really hide in the West, LeBron. Sorry.
Yeah.
You don't get to just hide and like just No.
It's a beast.
Not in the West. Sorry, LeBron. I don't think he cared about winning. I think he changed. Everyone assumed he'd go where it's easiest to win or whatever. The trip to L.A., and L.A. I thought was going to be, after watching them, it doesn't feel like the people who really grind on basketball all thought the Lakers were probably a back half of the, you know, 6, 7, 8 in that neighborhood. Calvin Murphy doesn't have him making the playoffs.
I had him as a 5 seed. And
feels right, and that's my, probably out of
my Uber driver in Cleveland was like, 5 seed, how could they'll be 3? I was like, no. So me and the Uber driver were going back and forth on that.
Were you? Have you checked your rating? Did he give you a 3?
No.
Because my wife screwed up my rating a little bit because when she got sick in New Orleans in an Uber car, and not sick like with a stomach virus, New Orleans sick. Now, she didn't get sick in the car. She said, pull over. And so I said, you need to pull over now. You need to pull over. So no one did anything in the guy's car.
And he gave her a bad rating?
He knocked me a little bit. I think he gave me a 4. Gave me a 4.
Bastard.
Yeah, I was just cruising. I keep my mouth shut. I wanted my high Uber rating.
Yeah.
Here's what I like. High Uber ratings, high credit scores.
Yeah.
And I don't like when other people screw my stuff up. And a nice muffalata.
That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah, I would have something. I'd have a roast beef sandwich while I'm there. Okay. But that's with some gravy.
But you know what, though? You need in New Orleans? Testosterone.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's lots of it flowing. You might as well match the intensity of the city. I tell you what, so when you look at Men's T Clinic, there's something that one of the big things that they do for you is make sure that you get the right dosage. If you know you need testosterone, if you know you're low in it, maybe you've been somewhere else and you didn't see results with the other company, it's because you were not treated well. You didn't get the right consultation. Here's what they do. They will adjust dosage for you to get you to where you need to be. But here's something else they'll do. They'll make sure that you're not having issues with this or issues with red blood cell count where you, like I had that, and they said, oh, you need to go in and give blood. And you give blood a couple times, and you'll drop your red cell blood count down, and you will be able to see better benefits. And sure enough, they were 100% right. That's one of the reasons that I speak for them is because they are so good at making sure that you get the ultimate benefits from your testosterone treatments. Get back to being the real you. Get your energy back. Get your drive back, your focus, your mental acuity, your libido, whatever it is that's causing you issues, your body type. Bye-bye, belly fat. Trying to get lean again. Men's T Clinic can help you do it. Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and the Heights. For a location nearest you, go to mensteaclinic.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 819 ESPN 97.5. We got a quick segment here because we're going to have Bill Hancock, who runs the playoff committee. He's going to be joining us here in the next segment. So let's get some calls in here. Biscuit is up first. Let's get him in here right away. Hey, Biscuit.
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas.
Back at you.
Hey, man. Hey, Lance, while I get to my take on the Lakers and the Rockets, man, this guy, number 90 for the Texans, that's where the difference has come in. These last 4 or 5 games, this dude is playing some disruptive football. And that's, you know, the offense is still suspect. And I've never seen a left tackle. Did you see that where they try to chip with the tight end and the left tackle still got beat? I mean, I don't know. That's why you don't see no calls on the Texans, is because it's fool's gold. We know that they're not going to beat the Patriots. They're not going to beat the Chiefs. They're not going to any decent team. So, you know, no, that's why nobody's calling in about the Texans.
It's one of the hardest things to do in the NFL is to win football games.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you know what? I stand corrected. You're right. One of the hardest things ever to do. But let me ask you this though, and you talk. I heard you guys talking about the fight, and I was at the sports bar at Bombshells, whatever Saturday, whatever, watching the game or whatever. And I told my buddies, I said, mark it down, man. This is when Ennis clothesline old boy. That changed the whole tenure of the game. I said, okay, it's going to be something might go down. Because it just, the whole flavor of the game changed when that happened. And to me, the thing with the Rockets, and I'm going to ask you guys this question. Melo got to start. Because why would you put a defensive guy, a guy that doesn't play defense, the best way to hide him is put him out there with a bunch of other guys that play defense. And the Rockets' best defensive players are Paul Capella and PJ Tucker.
Yeah, but you can't put him out there
with them.
Yeah, but you can't put Melo and Tucker starting together.
Not starting.
No,
but
that's what he wants.
Yeah,
yeah. And James isn't a good defensive player, and Melo's not a good defensive player. So you got two non-defensive players now without Chris Paul. You're going to start Eric Gordon, who's not a plus. He's not a good defensive player. I mean, good Lord, Biscuit. I don't know. I don't know that Melo. Listen, that was one of the questions, was whether or not Melo was going to be was a round peg in a square hole. And you know, so far it's hard to figure out. It's tough on D'Antoni right now.
I can't tell yet, but I do think you need to stagger James and Melo if you can. I think you need to stagger those two. I don't think they should be playing that much together.
No, right.
And for the reason you said, defense, I mean, that's what's been lacking. I didn't think the defensive intensity was great against the Lakers. They got some stops when they needed them. But Capella needs to – they're paying Clint Capella. Clint Capella needs to be, you know, a 30-plus minute guy every single day, every single game. He's got to – because he's the one rim protector you have. He's going to be your best true defender outside of P.J. Tucker, but he'll be the most impactful defender will be Clint Capella. You got to have him in the game.
Yep.
You can't go with little lineups just to – that's the thing about Clint Capella is he can actually match up against smaller lineups because he's athletic.
Yeah.
So you can't really isolate him on pick and rolls and just beat him up. After three games so far, I can't get a feel on the Rockets. I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to be okay, but it's clear to me, I just don't see...
Well,
I like what Ennis potentially can bring. I don't see the same defensive intensity.
And it's 23 minutes, they were plus 13 with him on the floor. Capella, 34 minutes, 11 of 14, 23 points, and plus 10. Capella did his job.
Yeah, no, Capella is going to do his job this year. I think Capella is a sneaky potential all-star. I don't know that he'll put the numbers up, but he's going to get dunks. Oh, he's going to get rebounds.
Dude,
he's going to get blocks.
Every starter was plus. And every guy off the bench was a negative.
Wow.
Yeah.
So just the slaughter. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Somebody asked me this yesterday. What is Michael Carter Williams doing on this team? And I don't have any idea.
You know, some basketball.
He is so non.
Didn't you say that, Del? So who were we talking to that didn't think? Maybe I was talking to my buddy Rodney. Somebody was like, Michael Carter Williams probably won't even make this team. He's not that good.
No.
And I was like, I don't know about that. And then he has not looked super impressive so far.
Nope. All right, we got a break because we're up against it here. Sorry, that's all we got in. Eric and Jeffrey, why don't you call back after this segment so that we can get – we got Bill Hancock going to join us on the other side. He's the director of the college football playoffs. So we will playoff committee. So we will talk to him on the other side. Right now, though, I'm talking about my peeps from Quip. Quip electric toothbrush. That's right. Brushing your teeth, Lance. Okay? That's right. Do you know how to brush your teeth? I'm pretty sure you
thought I did, but I don't know.
Well, no.
The more you talk, the more I'm questioning.
Well, here's the deal is if you or somebody that's been, no, you're not doing it like that, but you're doing it, you're not doing it right. Are you spending 2 minutes brushing your teeth? Do you know when to change from side to side? Well, how about that little pulse in your toothbrush that tells you time to change? No, you're not doing it like that. What you're doing and are you brushing too hard? How about your gums? Do you have soft brushes? What about all of that stuff? All of this stuff right now is something that maybe you're just not doing right. So let's get Quip, okay? Quip is what we're looking for. when we're looking for that toothbrush. And right now, you get Quip, and they're going to send you. And here's another thing, is that you don't change your brush often enough. They are going to send you, on a dentist-recommended schedule, every 3 months, they are going to send you your new brush heads for $5. Okay, so this is why you're going to love Quip. 20,000 dental professionals approve it. Quip starts at just $25 if you go to getquip.com/ESPN975. Getquip.com/ESPN975, and you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. GETQUIP.com/ESPN975.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:30 on ESPN 97.5. Joining us right now is the executive director of the College Football Playoff. We are just 8 days away from our first College Football Playoff rankings, and Bill Hancock joins us here to talk about that and more. Bill, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on again. Hope all is well.
Yeah, we appreciate you joining us. Let's get right into this now. Notre Dame is flat, square, right in the middle of this thing, and I've seen a lot of people saying it's not fair. Everybody else has to play a playoff, one playoff game. Notre Dame will not have to do that. How does that play into what you guys think about Notre Dame?
Well, from our perspective, it's evaluating the full body of work for Notre Dame, just like everybody else. And that's the bottom line for us.
And so, I mean, the playoff, you know, teams are putting risking being in the playoff or out of the playoffs, but Notre Dame doesn't have to risk that. So it doesn't matter to you.
Well, Notre Dame risks it just like everybody else does with their 12-game schedule. And, you know, I get it. People are wondering about why the fact that Notre Dame doesn't have a conference championship game, how will that affect their resume? And the other teams have a chance to go beat another quality opponent. Notre Dame doesn't have that opportunity, but it is what it is. We just evaluate everybody based on what they've done during the season.
I think, you know what I think is pretty interesting? I think the thing I think is interesting is that you have, you know, people get a little upset about when you had two SEC teams in a championship game, and we've seen it happen before with LSU and Alabama as well. But one of the things that I really like about what you guys are doing is that I feel like it is a true – you're truly trying to find the best teams. And, hey, unfortunately for some conferences – their conference isn't going to be represented because they don't have one of the four best teams. How much is the heat from people saying, well, it's just not fair to the other conferences? Has that played into anything, or do you guys listen to that? How do you respond to all that?
We really don't. You know, our charge is really simple. Select the best four teams, period. No strings attached, and that's what we've done.
Mm-hmm. Bill Hancock with us here on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about Central Florida for a minute. They're undefeated. They had their national championship season last year, and here they are again, still unbeaten, still playing great football, yet it's going to be awfully difficult for them to make the playoff because of the schedule and the conference that they're in. Yes or no?
Well, I don't want to talk about specific teams, but I will mention the fact that they had a great season last year, and I will also say that when you're evaluating teams' performances on the field, you have to evaluate who they played. It wouldn't make any sense to not do that. And so we evaluate everybody's schedule, including Central Florida's.
Yeah. So although the American Conference, it's a pretty good conference, isn't it? The American Conference is playing some good football.
Fun to watch. Yeah, they have some really good athletes.
Yeah.
And good coaches, too.
Do you guys use a formula when it comes to, you know, it's famous, the BCS computer formula that they had a while back, which I'm not necessarily opposed to. I think that sometimes, you know, you need to have more games under your belt to get the right sample size. But do you have a formula for strength of schedule and maybe margin of victory against certain strength of schedule teams? Like, is it all the eyeball test, or do you work some formulas in there as well to help you out?
Our best means of evaluating the schedule is to line up the schedule side by side. So we may have four teams side by side evaluating schedules together, and it could be Central Florida, Alabama, Texas, and Houston. And you can tell a lot from that. There's several ways of evaluating schedule strength, measuring your opponent's record, your opponent's record. And we just feel like it's better just to line them up side by side and look game by game and see who they played.
We're talking with Bill Hancock. It comes out, and some have asked why. What's the thought process of coming out so early as opposed and giving, you guys where you guys are, where everybody is? Is this so that the teams know where they are and what they have to do, even though you could win and still fall out?
Well, that's part of it, for sure. Another part of it is we didn't want to just drop rankings sort of out of the sky onto people the last weekend. We wanted folks to understand what the committee is thinking. We wanted them to understand why the committee is making the decisions they do. And also, it's helpful for the committee to have spent 5 weeks evaluating the teams before we get to selection weekend. And I also think that if there weren't weekly rankings from us, then people would look at the rankings by the coaches and the media and think those were the real final and end-all, be-all rankings.
Yeah.
We also don't start until after the ninth week. We do that for a reason, because we want enough games to have been played so that the team's actual strengths can be sorted out a little bit.
Yeah. Do you guys look, is it all perception, or do you give each committee member the thought of which conference is strongest? Do you guys rank the conferences for everybody, or is that just a matter of opinion for each member?
It's up to each member to decide. We don't really talk too much about conference strength, because that all comes out when you look at those teams rankings, teams game by game, that is, side by side. I personally would be a little concerned about a conference ranking, because what are you ranking? Are you ranking the top teams against each other? Are you ranking the bottom teams against each other? I really haven't seen a conference ranking, numerical ranking, that I put a lot of stock into.
You know, Bill Hancock with us on ESPN 97.5. What about style points? Let's say Michigan beats a lesser team, and you're not even going to name the team, but a lesser team, and just barely gets by. Is that do you look at that, or when you're looking at the overall body of work, just what their record is?
One of our principles is not to incent margin of victory. In other words, we don't want somebody winning 100-6 to impress the committee. But the fact is, the committee knows if the team dominated the opponent. And so we don't call it style points, but I know what you mean, and I think you're onto something. We look at did the team dominate their opponent, and it only makes common sense to do that. But for us, a game of 77-0 is irrelevant, because we know they dominated their opponent in that game.
Bill Hancock with us on ESPN 97.5. A lot of talk last year about Alabama getting in, didn't even make the conference championship. Is there any thought of that conference championship should carry more weight?
Yeah, we heard all that, and certainly conference championship is one of the tiebreakers, and 14 of the 16 teams that have been in the playoff in the first 4 years have been conference champions. But there is an opportunity for a team that's unequivocally one of the best four teams to get in the playoff if it doesn't win the championship. And that's what happened 2 years ago with Ohio State, and that's what happened last year with Alabama. The beauty of this, from my perspective, is the committee is charged with picking the best four teams. There are tiebreakers if the teams are tied. Of course, conference championships, strength of schedule, head-to-head results, and results against common opponents. But the committee just is charged with picking the best four teams.
Right. And so far, it's been Alabama and Clemson, pretty much.
Well, I mean, if they're the best.
That's all they can do.
They keep winning. I'm watching Clemson against NC State smash them on Saturday. I'm thinking, they're going to be there again. I mean, what are you going to do? Alabama's going to be there. Clemson's going to be there. You recruit well. You coach well. And yeah. This is what happens.
Bill, do you guys root against Alabama because you're sick of them, too?
That's an LSU guy, just so you know.
I love that question. next question.
That means yes. He just said yes.
Well, if you don't want to answer it, then obviously that is a yes. Well, there's so much to do. Who thought Ohio State, right, was going to go in and get handed to them like they did against Purdue? But they're still alive. Does it? And it's always mattered so much. Losing early as opposed to losing late. Should that carry weight?
Oh, in the minds of some of the committee members, maybe. But overall, the committee is charged with evaluating the full body of work. And one thing we don't want to do is devalue September. Look at USC 2 years ago when they had three losses after September, and then they put in Sam Darnold and won the rest of their games. But September was still a part of their schedule, and we couldn't overlook it.
Yeah, and they were good enough to get there, but you're right, absolutely. Put in Sam Darnold, and it changed everything. Well, we got a lot ahead, man. There's a lot of good games, a lot of stuff that's going to decide. But like Lance said, talking about the Pac-12, they've got Washington State now with one loss, and that's pretty much it. Do you foresee, a two-loss team having even a possibility, especially coming from a conference that's perceived to be weaker? Or are you thinking that most of these teams, most everybody out in the Pac-12 has pretty much eliminated itself?
I'll make you guys a nickel bet that someday a two-loss team will be in the playoff. I don't know if it'll be this year or not, but we're on the record. The listeners heard it. We got a nickel bet about that.
Nickel, well, 500.
Well, you know, Nick Saban said that.
No, 5 cents.
Oh, 5 cents.
Yeah.
Well, you know what a nickel? I don't know, Bill. You better change your terms.
Your because gambling a nickel, parlance.
Because a nickel means 500.
Say we got a dime bet and see what happens. Really, Nick Saban made the same comment. It kind of surprised people during the offseason. He said, I want to eliminate Cupcake. He goes, I want Power 5 teams to only play Power 5 teams, and everyone should absolutely play everyone in their conference. And that, of course, goes against the national narrative that Bama wants to, and that all SEC teams want a cupcake out of conference schedule. Nick Saban said, I don't. I want to eliminate it completely.
Well, he plays somebody big every
well, he
first
does,
game.
Yeah. But his whole thing is, right now it gets to the point where if you lose one, you have a hard time fading at the Heat. He said, if we went to that where Power 5 only played Power 5, number one, it would not be good for the other conferences, and I don't think the paycheck they get, some of the smaller schools, I think they need it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Who's a tougher game, Central Florida or Kansas?
Yeah, Central Florida. Yeah, you could still find some easier matchups. But I think his point was he'd like to see a day where two-loss team could make the playoffs still. Not be penalized for losing two games.
Well, LSU won a national championship with a two-loss team, so certainly the top four teams, Bill, could could soon be a two-loss team that gets into the top four.
I'll bet you a hot dog that happens.
A hot dog, that's different.
That means 12,000. A hot dog.
You don't know what a hot dog means, Bill.
That's a parlay.
I have to get on board with the jargon.
Well, so have you been, since you're the director and obviously, yeah, you've been in touch with everybody, obviously, everybody, all of your entire committee. How much do you talk to the people as you guys get ready to get your stuff going next week?
I've been talking to each of them from time to time. Don't really talk much about teams. Just call and check in with them, make sure that they're they haven't had any trouble downloading the video. We send them video of games every week, and they watch 8 to 10 to 12 games each individual does. So just kind of checking in. But we don't need to talk about teams yet. We'll do that starting a week from today.
And tell everybody, you guys sit around a giant table. Get yourself some chicken, probably some spaghetti or whatever you do, and you discuss and you have open discussions about all the games and all the teams.
Yeah, that's basically it. We vote in seven rounds of voting. So we put in the top three, then we put in the next three, and so on until we get to 25. And there's a lot of discussion in between. And then after we get the teams ranked, then the committee has an opportunity to go back and say, I want to reconsider that bunch. I don't think we got it right. And so they can do that. There is a whole lot of discussion.
So that's and you do that on Mondays, right?
And then Monday and Tuesday.
And then it comes out on Tuesday evening.
Yep.
So the first one's next Tuesday, and we're looking forward to it, man. That is great stuff. You got it. We got a nickel on this two-loss thing, this two-loss making a playoff thing. It's got to be within the next few years, Bill, okay?
You guys have expanded my vocabulary, too, so I appreciate that.
All right, well, we appreciate it. Thanks. Best of luck. I know it's a lot of work. You guys do a great job. We think you got it right last year, certainly. We had a great play. What was that? A great playoff last year. And hopefully we'll do that same thing again this year. Looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
You guys are great. Thanks a lot. Talk to you again soon.
Bill Hancock right here on ESPN 97.5.
Here comes a great segue for you into this spot.
Well, do you know what a nickel is? Do you know what a hot dog is? Do you know what a dime is? You know all these terms? Well, guess what? You need them. So we're
hot dog's
going
not
to
an actual term.
Well, there's no hot dog.
But dime and nickel, where would you use that at?
You would use it at mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. How about this? We're going to have a 3-point shooting contest with Raheel this Friday. When he comes in, he's going to talk about it. He went and he took 25 shots. From the college arc, a couple of times he did it. And then he took it from the NBA line. And he's going to tell you what he did. And then they're going to establish a line. Or maybe he won't tell you what he did. They'll just establish a line. And we'll find out you go under or over. So you get to bet against Raheel. I'm going to do it on the putting green. So I will also have a betting line against me. And we'll see who can win. Let's go. Put your money in now at mybookie.ag so you can play against or with Raheel on his 3-point shooting. Right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio, your initial deposit, they're going to match 100%. This is totally sweet. So if you're looking for a great way to play, and that's just a fun thing. I mean, you knew the Rams were going to win yesterday. Why didn't you put a bunch on it? Why didn't you bet the house on it? You loved Purdue this weekend against Ohio State. Guess what? You would have won a bundle. But you got to play. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 703-780-3776.
Hey, who's in first place in the AFC South? I didn't see who.
It's the Texans.
I don't have internet connection. Oh, it's the Texans?
Well, according to Rob, feels like the Texans are 1-6 right now.
Yeah, well.
Well, 4-3.
Who's
and
got
three.
The longest?
I don't know if you know how hard it is to win in the NFL.
Yo, who's got the longest active win streak in the AFC?
I assume it's the team we were just discussing.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
I can't
one.
Be sure.
I can't, no. I can't either.
Yeah, no.
I can't either, but.
Are you sure?
Probably.
When's the last time the Patriots lost?
They lost to.
They were 1-2, right? So they're tied with the Patriots.
Yeah, so they are the Patriots, actually.
No,
if you want to know
I
the truth.
Wouldn't say that.
Yeah, no, they are.
Clearly, everyone said the Texans had a chance to beat the Patriots.
Patriots 1-4, Texans 1-4, Chargers have 1-4.
Yeah. Let's see. A lot of the best teams in pro football. You're welcome. Thank you. You're
only
welcome.
Only two of them are first place teams.
Thank you. Hello. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da.
Would you,
voila.
Lance, if I put the Texans versus the Chargers in London on a neutral field, who would you take?
Probably Texans right now with how well they're playing defensively.
Yeah.
You Thank would, you. Huh?
Yep. And they have Deshaun, would you who's take, a winner. He won a national championship. Did Phillip Rivers ever win one? Nope.
I don't think that necessarily matters now in the NFL if you won a national title.
Did Tom Brady?
Because Danny Werfel won a national title. And
yeah, guess what?
Really translated.
Yeah, and now look at him. Great human being. Yeah. That's all he does is do the Lord's
about
work. Winning.
We don't care about human beings here.
No, we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Not in this city.
You go ahead. You and Rajon Rondo hang out. Everything else,
win, 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 win. We don't care about the level of human being you are.
We need Bill O'Brien.
With all due respect to everyone, f*** everyone.
You can have that attitude as long as you win games.
We need Bill O'Brien saying the hardest thing in the world is
the
to
hardest
win.
Thing in sports.
In all
you
of
know,
sports
you guys
is to win
do
a football
your job,
game.
And I'm sure you see it one way. So here's who the Texans have coming up. They got Brocktoberfest coming up on Thursday. Okay, Brock's the starter. There's no way they can lose that
You know
game.
He's the best quarterback they face, at least as playing
Andrew
well
Luck.
Since... No, I'm going... Oh, since Luck? Luck, pretty much. He's
it is.
Playing the best.
And actually, Luck got well against the Texans.
Wait
he
a minute.
Hadn't been playing well.
Wait a minute. They... Oh, well...
Bortles, Peterman, Allen. Yeah.
Dak.
Since Dak... No, Dak's better than Brock.
Dak
not this
playing
season.
Well.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Dak's better than Brock.
At the time when they faced him, he was not. Nothing going on there.
Well, actually, he doesn't throw.
And actually, Andrew Luck hadn't done anything until he got well off the Texans.
I'm not saying Brock's going to come in here and win. All I'm saying is the quarterback play is going to actually go up compared to the last couple weeks.
I don't still know that
couple
I agree
weeks.
With that.
Blake Bortles? The next time you say that Brock is better than Dak.
I think there's a chance Blake Bortles will be worse than Peterman.
You had Peterman...
Allen might be better than
Bortles.
The Brockster when we see him. I think Bill O'Brien will go and physically threaten him for the game, and he'll just brown all over himself. Like, ugh.
Do you think that he is going to push him up against the wall?
I hope so.
And choke him out?
I hope he does, and Brock has to go, help! Again, like he did actually when he actually played for the Houston Texans. And he said, someone help! And they had to run in there, and Bill, get up off of him. Well, tell him not to talk back to me.
Tell him not to talk back to me.
Yeah, Bill had to just give him a spank. And then Bill like grabbed him and put him over his and then start.
Does it get any bigger? Does it get any bigger than Texans, Dolphins Thursday night?
Oh, God, the color rush is going to be so dope.
It is.
Except they're not doing color rush.
I don't
think they're doing it.
Sometimes teams do. Kansas City felt like a color rush last night.
Well, on Thursday night, it's not. It used to be that's when it was done. It's not a guarantee where you can do it anytime now.
I hope they are, though.
Ketchup red. Ketchup.
No, their
red.
Color rush is that blue with the red numbers.
Right.
No. Let's do ketchup red against Dolphin white. We'll kick their ass.
That'd be nice.
Oh, they do the aqua, don't they?
No, the only time they've ever done color rush, they went all orange at the Bengals.
Orange? That's sweet.
Yeah but
color
rush is they don't have those jerseys this year.
So, John, let me ask you a question. Do you see them beating the Dolphins?
They should. They should beat the Dolphins.
So we all think that's going to happen. That would be 5-3,
they
right?
They should.
That'd be 5-3.
Then go to Denver. Beat them.
You go to Denver. Denver's going to be, I think, a small favorite to pick them if the Texans come in on a five-game win streak. How many five-game win streaks does Bill O'Brien have as a Texans head coach?
This one.
And I don't.
I don't know. They started 0-2. They started 0-2 before.
You know, it's very rare to start 0-3 and win. It's. The percentage of starting 0-3 was like winning a division.
2%
was 2 or less than 2.
Yeah. But look at this.
And right now, if you look at Jacksonville's schedule, it's not who do they get next? They get like Eagles next. That's a must win for both teams.
Yeah.
Both teams whoever loses that is might be out of the playoffs. Although Jacksonville in this division, you never know. But if I mean honestly, a Dolphins should be a win. That'd be 5 in a row. Then you go to Denver. Kind of a coin. It feels like a little bit of a coin flip to me. We'll see. Then you go to the Redskins. Same kind of feel, but I give the Texans a chance. I mean, the Colts went in there and beat them. I don't think the Redskins are a better team than you. You are on the road, though.
Yeah. But the way the Texans play offense, it's very difficult to me. I know their defense has played well against bad quarterbacks over the last couple weeks. It's difficult for me to go, yeah, that should be a win. Just because...
No.
With their offense, it's like...
You can't say that.
Titans come to town after that. Marcus Mariota with his 230 yards, and one touchdown, one interception every single game.
He's beaten you already.
There's nobody who is...
Actually, Blaine Gabbert
more of just a guy than Marcus Mariota.
Did Blaine Gabbert beat the Texans?
Yes. Yes, it was Blaine Gabbert. It wasn't Mariota. It was Blaine Gabbert who beat the Texans.
Yeah.
So Blaine Gabbert beat you.
God, I hope they don't put Blaine Gabbert back in. Gabbert's an upgrade.
That was this year.
Sorry,
Blaine Gabbert beat you with no tackles.
Fans. Sorry, Titans fans.
So that's what I'm saying. With the way the Texans play offense, I can't be like, yeah, that's a win.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, we're giving him that one, too.
Just talk about four wins, okay? Talk about first place.
And then you got the Browns.
Not four hymns?
No, look at the – actually, you got three straight weeks where the Texans are at home. Titans, Browns, and Colts. You'll be favored in all of them. If you can snare a Broncos win or a Redskins win on the road, we might be talking about a freaking 8-4 team at one point.
Don't do this to yourself.
I don't want to do this to myself, but I mean, this is really could happen.
You're damn right.
Then they go to the Jets. Look at the quarterbacks they're facing. Okay, Case, whatever, Alex Smith, whatever, Mariota, whatever. But you get Baker, Luck, Darnold, Wentz, and maybe even Blaine Gabbert.
Well, let me ask you a question. I get you're talking about the quarterbacks. Were the Texans one pick six away from possibly tying or losing to the Josh Allen, Nathan Peterman combination
correct.
At home?
Correct.
Yeah, and?
So my thought.
Who won?
My thought is you could point at any quarterback and say, well, we should have the advantage. What has Deshaun done this year that the other teams won't
everything.
Say, hey, we've got a real shot to beat this team?
Everything.
This is where you play the win-win-win-win thing.
That's right. That's all he does. That's all Deshaun does
actually,
is win.
Actually, he's...
He drives
he's
the bus.
500.
He and he drives the bus.
Oh, no, he's got a winning record now. He went from 3-3 to now he is 7. Yeah, he's 7-6 now.
Eat that, though.
I don't want
to eat And he will never, ever
roll
go back
around.
To the 500 mark.
Roll
he
that
will,
around in your mouth
for his
for
career,
that's
he will never
weird
go back.
To say.
All right, here's what we're doing.
For heels here.
Hi, Raheel.
Speaking of the bus, did you guys give it a name yet?
Ooh, what is it? What do you got? I'm sure you got one.
Is Deshaun banged up right now?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, no.
banged up bus?
Did he take a trip to Florida?
The banged up bus?
The banged up bus. Actually, that feels like it could be a bang because he is banged up right now. And guys who take the trip, I mean, that feels like it's fair.
Did he ride? Bus. Do we know that he took a bus back or did he fly on a plane?
He took the bus back.
Yeah. So he took the banged up bus on a round trip?
Right. Yeah.
To Florida.
Hey, Deshaun, where you going?
When Deshaun, stepped out, because they're on the road and he had to pee and there's no bathrooms, did the bus, drive away and throw all the stuff out there?
No.
No, that didn't happen?
No.
Hey,
he was the one on the bus.
How much does Deshaun get paid per game? Let's say $200,000 just for fun. Hey, Deshaun, you want to get on this bus for $200,000?
Did a bus pull up to his house and go,
I think
hey,
it's
man,
different.
Hey, Deshaun.
I think Deshaun's got the bus, and he's like, and J.J. Watt, I want to get on the, hey, what are you doing, J.J.? Why don't you come on this bus? What? Well, he can't ride on a banged up bus.
Now that seems like a bait type of thing.
No.
Yeah, but he can.
He's not
right.
Baiting him. He's just saying, how's your back?
J.J.'s the one Fuller, who said he wanted on the bus.
Kiki Kuti. Hey, Kiki, why don't you come ride on this bus?
If you now
it's just some really cool guys on here.
Everyone.
Fix
those hamstrings.
J.J.'s just standing in front of his house, and they go, hey, man, you want to answer some questions? Did they bait J.J. onto
the
bus?
No, they're not baiting J.J. onto the bus. Kiki, maybe.
Kiki QT.
Rub out those hamstrings.
Hey, we got someone in here who can handle the hamstring stuff for you. Why don't you come on? There's some really cool guys on here.
Banged up bus.
Okay. And if you're hurt, you ride on a bus. Listen, what? What's the problem? It's actually a great
idea.
You
know what they could use on the banged up bus?
Four
hymns. Okay.
Why?
If you're having sexual performance issues.
No, but that's not what that bus is for.
Yes.
The bus is for because they're hurt and they can't fly on a plane. What are you talking about?
John 5 doesn't get you 5 yards.
Over over 25
wins.
Over 25% of new ED cases are guys under 40.
Yo.
Yeah, that's right. A quarter guys under 40.
Ain't talking to me.
Listen
up,
y'all talking
YouTube. Listen up, YouTube.
Nope. Not
okay.
Us.
All right. 40% of men by age 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain fun. Okay. Well, here, how about this? Thanks to science, ED can be optional now. HIMS connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions, well-known generic equivalents, so you're not paying what everybody else is paying. Go to the pharmacy and see how much the ED medicine costs now. Well, how about this? No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visit, no line, saves hours by going to 4hims.com/John5. Try HIMS for a month today, just $5. They'll get you started for $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor. You will talk to a doctor online, though, at your convenience. At go to 4hymns.com/John5. 4hymns.com/John5. 4hymns.com/John5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.